You should be standing on 11th Street, facing a brick building. Look up at the top. Pretty fancy brickwork, isn't it? The building was designed by noted Arizona architect James Creighton back in 1889. It is the oldest surviving fired brick building in Florence. The bricks in this building were made of earth and water, just like adobe bricks. Unlike adobe, they were fired in a kiln for 6 or 7 days, a process that turned them red. John Nicholas had his saloon in this building. Tradition has it that he kept his patrons cool with a steam-powered fan. Hopefully, he had also had some ice-cold beer waiting for them as well. Adjacent to the saloon, where you see a parking lot, was Areola Square, named after the Areola family. One of the Areolas, Gus Areola, is the creator of the nationally syndicated comic strip Gordo. The rest of the Areolas were pretty artistic, too. When Beta Areola was a young girl, music and dances were a constant in Florence.
You created your own entertainment. And in our family, my father played the violin, my sister played the piano, my brother played the trombone, I played the clarinet, my younger brother played the saxophone, and my youngest sister danced. And my dad was a good violinist. He had a little group who called themselves Los Grillos, which means crickets. It was guitars, violins, and the bass viol. And on San Juan's Day, June the 24th, they would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and serenade everybody whose name was John or Juanito, be they Catholic, be they Protestant. And they would play the old-time polkas and waltzes, you know, from Mexico.